USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is standing by Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who, as a Miami federal prosecutor in 2008, was involved in a lenient plea bargain deal for the accused sex trafficker and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Acosta has got to go.
It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor.
But the man who appointed him, President Trump, told reporters he does have confidence in Acosta.
He's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23, the NASDAQ up 43 points. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court panel is grilling attorneys general about whether the Affordable Care Act violates the Constitution. They're weighing whether to uphold a Texas judge's ruling that strikes down the health care reform law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's likely to end up back at the Supreme Court.
I think the important thing for the public to know is there's nobody in the Senate not in favor of covering pre-existing conditions.
Small business owners remain optimistic, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The overall index maintained by the National Federation of Independent Businesses picked up 1.5 points in May, while elements of it hit some of the highest levels ever. Planned capital outlays were near historic highs across a range of industries, including transportation, manufacturing, professional services, and construction. And 30% of the business owners surveyed say they think now is a very good time to expand.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkelman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So based on, it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident.
Billionaire Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, Perot was known for his straight-talking approach during his White House run in 1992, as illustrated in this clip from a debate.
To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element, making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Perot also had this memorable line from CBS's Face the Nation.
And again, every time you get into, see, I'm the only guy that talks numbers. I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. I've said it's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.